Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, a ministry of Paradise Global Mission. Join us today in our series, Hope in a Time of Crisis, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guest, we encourage you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. And now, experience The Good Life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you like adventure? I've got one for you. You've heard, when it rains, it pours. Sometimes, when you think it can't get any worse, it does. When the leak in the roof is unbearable, the whole ceiling comes crashing down. And then the hurricane hits. Worse, more worse, and the worst. And then there's more. I want to let you know why we have this program. To share with you from the beginning, it is because we believe that God has given us the privilege of leading you closer to Jesus Christ. My co-hosts and I can testify, and we love to do it over and over, to share of the difference that Jesus has made in our lives, not only in good times, but in the toughest moments of life. And I believe that you are listening to our show right now, today, because it is part of God's plan for you. There's something you're going to hear today that God will use to build you up, to give you a boost, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to inspire you, to let you know that there is a tomorrow, that today is not the end, that there is hope. And if you have never opened your heart to Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you an opportunity to do so, because really, Jesus can make a difference, a world of difference for you. Sharon Kawakami has been divorced. Her husband left her with two sons. Her health deteriorated. Her depression was so deep. She finally went to a psychiatrist. She had no job, no income. Then Jesus Christ came into her life. Sharon, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny.
It really is a blessing to have you, because you've got a number of things to share. I want to take us back to 2003.
Yes.
It was a year of brokenness for you. And it's just, you know, brokenness is brokenness. It's just a word. But when it's tied to the meaning of what someone has gone through, it takes on a whole new scope of our understanding. So 2003, a year of brokenness. Sharon, tell us about it.
Well, like you mentioned, that I did not know what was going on. And just one day out of the blue, my husband came home. At that time, my ex-husband had come home and just shared with me, I fell out of love and I found someone else. Hmm. And it just devastated me.
Now, Sharon, you had kids, right?
Yes, I did. There were two teenagers, and one was ready to actually the year after that. It was 2003. He was going to graduate very shortly, and so I was going through this pain, and it was really hard because being from a Japanese family, you have that silence. You're not to share your problems, and I would hold it inside. And not want to bring, you know, a bad memory to my son for his upcoming graduation. Mm-hmm. So I'd keep everything inside. And actually, that's when I started really deteriorating.
Now, this your older boy was a senior.
Yes.
Going to graduate. What about your other
son? My other son, he was a younger 16 at that time. I believe 16.
Was there any indicator?
No, it was just suddenly out of the blue.
Wow. Okay, so you mentioned your health. Your health began to deteriorate.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, being I'm from the Japanese culture, we were always told that, you know, the family, the wife is the backbone of the family. And so I really felt like, when he told me that we're no longer going to be family, I'm going to be moving out, or he fell in love with someone else, mm-hmm. I felt, oh my gosh, I just felt like a failure. I was not a good enough mother. I was not a good enough wife. And there was a lot of heavy burden on me. And and my mother, she's from Japan too. So, you know, it was always, I remember growing up, being told it's a woman's job to keep the family together.
Really?
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Yes.
You know, especially coming from your mother, you know, that's a heavy load to carry, the expectation.
Mm-hmm. And it must have been difficult too, because you're a mother and you have your sons, and there's a protectiveness that comes up that you want to shield them from the pain that you were going through.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's how. So you carried all of that in.
Yes.
And on your own shoulders.
How did you do it? How did you shield them?
Well, it's just from sheer possibly denial, going inside and trying to, you know, just do it on my own strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But that took a toll, because the fact that, you know, you're carrying all this burden inside of you. And I actually, the image that I got was, I would see myself going in a whirlpool,
mm-hmm.
sinking down with heavy stones around my neck.
Mm.
And that's how I felt.
Mm-hmm. 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 So you felt very alone?
Very alone, very, no one to talk to, mm-hmm. and just, not knowing, and there was no hope for me. I felt really sinking,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it started to take a toll on my body.
On your health.
Mm-hmm. On my health.
So Sharon, at that point, you're sinking, you're feeling like you're going under, yet someone was there in your life that led you to God, or introduced you to God, to Jesus.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that happened?
All right. First of all, I guess I had gone to the doctors, and he saw how much I've lost. You know, the doctor had told me, oh, you're 84 pounds from 105 to 84 pounds. And he was telling me to go to the, you know, psychiatrist and everything. But I had tried to keep it, you know, I could not. It was hard for me, because coming from a Japanese, mm-hmm. you know, family perspective of keeping everything inside. But one day, I guess I was wanting to check on my finances. Finally, I had gone to a friend of mine's, his office. He's a CPA, mm-hmm. and his name is Stan Wachi. And he took one look at me and said, oh, my gosh, Sharon, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
He saw that.
Stan didn't know anything of what was going on?
No, he mm-hmm. did not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys were just kind of, it was like a professional, he's your CPA, so you go and check on
mm-hmm.
your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find the strength to go in day by day? Because I'm pretty sure, it was like your entire world was turning over. You know, your husband dropped the bomb on you. You know what your mom's expectation and you know, family background is. You still had your sons there mm-hmm, that you had mm-hmm. to think about. But from a normal standpoint, most people would just feel like, you know, so far I'm failing in two areas. So there's only a third one, and I don't know if I'm doing very well there. How did you find the strength to go on day by day until you was able to connect with God?
It was very difficult. I would go outside and just weep, just look in the sky and just call out. And, you know, I just didn't know what to do.
Right.
You know, Sharon, I'm eager for our listeners to finally have a chance to see you. You know, we're going to post your picture up on the website. Sometimes just visual, mm-hmm. you know, helps a lot. But, you know, I'm going to describe a woman who is very refined, mm-hmm. who is has a very gracious countenance, mm-hmm. who has a sublime yet subtle glow of joy,
yeah. mm-hmm.
joy of the Lord, and her eyes have a gleam mm-hmm. to it. And looking at her, you would not, you would have a very difficult time coming to grips with the reality of what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
the level of pain and the decrepit way in which a life can begin to deteriorate yes. under the throngs of such pressure and shame mm-hmm. and shock, mm-hmm. like her. And I think that it you know, we must share that we're bearing witness to mm-hmm. the marvelous grace mm-hmm. of Almighty God,
yes. mm-hmm.
who can take mm-hmm. many broken pieces, mm-hmm. shattered pieces,
yes.
mm-hmm. shattered pieces that people would just overlook and say, you know, there's just absolutely no way. This mm-hmm. thing is too far gone,
right. mm-hmm.
and bring hope and restoration. And as we go to break, I'm wondering if there's someone today
mm-hmm.
who's listening to Sharon, share her story. I mean, this is just the beginning. We haven't even we've got a lot more to go.
mm-hmm.
But if today you're wondering and you're sort of scratching your head and you're saying, gosh, I wonder, is there hope for me? Is there a way out for me?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a way back?
Yes.
Can the pieces be put back together? Is it possible? We're here to tell you it's possible. For with God, all things are possible. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Sharon Kawakami sharing her powerful testimony with us. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Disney World was the dream of Walt Disney, who died in 1966. In 1971, just before its grand opening in Florida, Mrs. Lily Disney stood at the entrance of Disney World. An executive nearby stated, "It's too bad Walt isn't here to see this." To that, Mrs. Disney said, "Ah, he did see it. That's why it's here." Someone once asked Helen Keller, "What's worse than being blind?" She answered, "Having sight with no vision." You may be able to see with your eyes, but is there vision in your heart? Your vision will keep you on course, especially during tough times. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher once said, "You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it." I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva and our very special guest today, Sharon Kawakami. Now, as we went to break, you know, we were talking about her, how she came to know the Lord. And, you know, like I said before, the reason why we're here and you're listening is because there's a divine purpose. Yeah, it's a divine appointment. Mm-hmm. God loves you so much that He embraces you right where you are. Now, you might be someone who already knows Him, and you listen to KGU on a regular basis, and you enjoy the program as we've been going on these weeks and months and a couple of years now. And maybe you look forward to hearing the show, and it does something in you, but you know the Lord. And perhaps there's someone, as you're listening, you're thinking, you know, I know about God, I'm interested. I'm going through a rough time right now. I'm wondering if people understand what I'm going through. Mm. Because you might say, even I don't understand what I'm going through. We all go through that from time to time.
Yes.
But we're here to just remind you that God knows. And that even today, He is speaking to your heart. And the Holy Spirit has a way of ministering to our hearts and speaks to us beyond words. He's wooing you with His love, and He's saying, you know what, the story that you're hearing can be very much, it's a story of redemption through faith in Christ, and it can be your story too.
Yes.
You know, as we go along, just listen, as you listen to Sharon, listen to what God is trying to say to you, because we believe that He's wooing you, drawing you closer and closer to Him. And as I say that, you know, I do want to recognize, now we have sponsors that make this show possible for you to hear. Sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, dentist in Wahiawa. We are grateful for his generous gift for our program. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician. Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke. Dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winard Family Dentistry. Birch Unical, right there on School Street. And Michael Beasley of Kayani. And to hear more about our program and more shows like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And you know, this is also a listener-supported program. And if you feel led of God, we certainly could use you to stand with us and partner with us as a community of partners. You can go to our website, and if you want to stand with us prayerfully and financially, you can make a donation online as well.
You know, Sharon, I actually had the privilege of meeting you a couple of weeks ago and had no idea what a life that you come from, the things that you face. And before we went to break, you was telling us about Stan, your CPA, and His involvement in how you are and who you are today. Can you tell us more about Stan and how he helped to lead you to the Lord?
Yes, Stan is a wonderful man, a very good friend of mine's from, I guess, so many years back. Actually, he's a friend of my brother, Richard, and we've just shared moments, years. And he was my CPA. I went down to check, finally went down, had enough courage to go down after despairing about things. And went down to see him as a CPA, and I had gone in, and I didn't realize how bad I looked. Just looking at his face, you know, and he's saying, Sharon, with shock.
Wow.
What happened to you? And just seeing how much weight I had lost, and I didn't realize, you know, from 105 to 84 pounds.
Wow.
And then he asked me, you know, well, there's something that after explaining what had happened, he was shocked. He said, well, there's someplace I need to take you or need to take you for healing.
Wow.
And it was just wonderful. It was a Monday night healing service that he wanted to take me to. That's at Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church. And we met there at a certain time, and that night, everything changed.
I bet. Wow.
And Sharon, prior to that time, you were not you didn't really know God. You weren't really walking with Him at all. At that time,
no, not at all. My mother was actually a Buddhist. And we had a big butsudan, what we call it, like a shrine in the home, and she'd be praying to that, and that was our family tradition. Except my father was a Christian, but somehow we had two things going on.
So what happened? So you're there with Stan, so he takes you to Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church, Monday night service. Is a healing service?
Yes, it's a healing service.
Okay. What happened at the healing service?
Well, first we're there worshiping, and I'm new to, you know, Christian worship. So I'm kind of just standing there, but I suddenly just felt, now I understand, it was a presence of God just filling me. And he touched my heart, and then we broke up into a small group, and they started praying over me, and that's when Stan led me to the Lord. He asked me, would you like Jesus into your heart?
Man.
Wow.
And how did you respond?
I just said, yes, I don't understand this, but I feel His presence, and I just kept weeping.
Wow. Those were tears of joy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So you prayed that night.
I prayed that night.
And you asked Jesus to come into your life as Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And in that moment, Sharon, how did that feel afterwards? You did that. Would you say that was like the start of a turnaround, a change of direction for you?
Yes, I felt more encouraged, and just Stan also reaching out to me and just coming alongside with care, you know, wanting me to come to church and to learn about who Jesus is.
You know, it's really wonderful because it's like that night you were brought out of the darkness of being so alone, and God loved you through someone else, through Stan, and he works that way. He loves us through the people that he brings around us, and you know, here was Stan being a vessel for God, loving you through God, and God, you know, meeting you where you were at and feeling no longer alone.
Right. It was so wonderful just having the support there
to share.
Yes.
So there you are. You're at Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church. And, you know, I need to say this, too, about the MGMC. You know, it's right there in Moanalua Gardens, and it's a power-packed place.
Yes.
The Spirit of God moves mightily through the ministry of Moanalua Gardens Missionary Church and Pastor Cal Chinan and his staff and his leaders, network of churches. So God is healing you there. What happened after? So this night, you know, it's a life-changing night for you. What happened after that?
Well, after that, There were a couple times in a month, I think I attended the churches. Stan and his friend Alan had come to pick me up and take me to church and started to introduce me to the church members and everything. And I started attending. But then my mother, who's Buddhist, she started to be concerned. Mm. Where is she going? Mm. What church is she going?
Wow.
Yeah. And so there was some intervention. She began to ask me and start, switching directions. Mm. And there was some opposition.
So there's some tension.
Yes.
There. And she's saying, oh, you're going away from your tradition, the family
yes.
tradition, and going to church now, Christian church. And, mm-hmm. and so how did things unfold? Should I say unfold or unravel?
Unravel.
Yeah, tell us, how did it unravel?
Well, finally she sort of guided me and asked me, I need you to attend to my church. And her church was Soka Gakkai, mm-hmm. you know, the Nichiren Shoshu group. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she would go on every week they would meet in a small cell group, mm-hmm. so to speak, and then meet at their bigger temple. And so I committed my heart. I said, all right, I wanted to be obedient and, honor her in that way, because she talked about family traditions and not wanting to break family traditions, mm-hmm. the Japanese traditions. So I said, all right, Mom, I'll follow what you say. And so I began to attend her church and start chanting, Lotus Sutras, mm-hmm. and everything. And this went on for 8 months. I would go to study groups, mm-hmm. In her church. But then we had gone one night to a member's place to do some chanting for healing. And there I was sitting in front of the butsudan with other members on the side of me. And we're looking at this scroll that's on the in the shrine. And we're all faced there chanting. And all of a sudden, I just couldn't chant any longer. My voice just stopped. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't chant. And as I was looking at the shrine, I saw an image of a cross right there.
Wow.
It was just shining out, and I just couldn't. So I was like, what is going on here? And mm-hmm. I turned to one of my leaders, and I told her what happened. I just can't chant, and I don't know, and I see a cross there.
Mm.
And she said, don't worry, as time goes by, that Western side thinking will go away.
Mm. Wow. That's amazing.
And at that moment, Sharon, what was going through your mind at that moment when you saw that cross there?
I was just amazed, surprised, and just wondering, what is this? I mean, it really made me start to stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
And that evening, I believe, as I went home, I started to go outside and start talking to, I'm not sure who, mm-hmm. but just talking. And then I just felt led to pull out the Bible, and I began to read the Bible mm-hmm. at nights.
You know what's wonderful is a little earlier you talked about how you went out into the yard and you cried out.
Mm-hmm.
You cried out. And here again, you go out, and this yard is awesome yard. I've been to Sharon's yard. It is. God's in that yard. And you go out and you cry again. And, right there, you are crying. It's wonderful how God will call you. He's there, and he calls you. Like you said, Danny, he woos you to yourself. Women, I love that. This wooing, and he's so loving. And he's there. It's not like begging. You cry out. His presence is there. And he just pours on you.
Yes. Yes.
There's a scripture that says, if you seek me, you shall find me.
Yeah.
When you search for me with all
your
heart. You know, we're going to take a break. And during our break, I just want to remind you, our listener, our friend, that when you seek the Lord, you shall find the Lord.
Yes.
When you search for him with all your heart.
Yes.
Sometimes we we sense God's presence. We know that God is moving in our life. He's doing something great in our life, mm-hmm. hopeful in our life. But we don't know how to make sense of it all. Right. Just like Sharon.
Right.
She couldn't make sense of it, you know, when she when she was there at the prayer meeting, mm-hmm. The healing mm-hmm. service. Mm-hmm. That night.
But God is present. And, you know, on the other hand, as you were talking, Danny, sometimes we feel God plays hide and seek. Sometimes people think that God is making it hard to find. You know, and that's because we come maybe from our place that we feel we have to earn it. We have to work hard to find him. So we have to turn everything over. But the truth is, if we seek with the faith of a mustard seed, very tiny, is all it takes for him to be found. He wants to be found by us. He's not hiding from us.
You know, as a parent for Sharon, though, your yard is somewhere where you go for relaxation, mm-hmm. to release the whole nine yards. And God knows mm-hmm. that. So that's why every time you went to your yard and you cried out, mm-hmm. he was already there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's beautiful.
You know, this is a time of peace in the midst of a busy day. But a time where God can speak to your heart mm-hmm. as you listen. We're going to be back with more. You're going to hear about God's working even in her finances, which is a very big subject today. How God brought hope to Sharon Kawakami. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Henry Ford once said, "You can't build a reputation on what you're going to do." Years ago, the Nike Shoe Company used a marketing slogan that worked its way into the fabric of America, that stretched from dinner discussions to pregame locker room speeches across the country. Just do it. Good intentions never produced results. There are times when just doing something, even if it seems small, is better than doing nothing at all. A great humanitarian and missionary in China named J. Hudson Taylor once said, "A little thing is a little thing, but a little thing done faithfully becomes a great thing." And Mother Teresa stated, "We can do no great things. We can do small things with great love." Take action. Just do it. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our special guest, Sharon Kawakami. And, you know, as we talk about life, and we talk about the realities of life, and we talk about the beauties of the fact that God can take broken pieces mm-hmm. and put them back together, broken pieces of a shattered heart, yes. and make our hearts whole again. Mm-hmm. Our program is brought to you by sponsors like Dr. Kerry Ishihara, dentist in Wahiawa, and Dr. Calvin Oishi, orthopedic surgeon, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, dentist Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Bert's Unical right there on School Street, and Michael Beasley of Kayani. And to hear more programs like this, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can communicate with us via Facebook and Twitter. Just go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. We'd love to hear from you. And again, it's a listener-supported show as well. You can go ahead and make your donations online to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Sharon, you told us about meeting with Stan and your CPA and how he led you to the Lord. You was concerned about your finances. We really honed in on what God was doing in your life. Can you share with us now what God has done in your financial life?
All right. It was really, really difficult. I had to keep my eye on the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just came in, and I had to just trust him and just work through this. And I had nothing, but one day I had gone to this conference, and I attended this conference, and there was a asking of donation of an offering. And they said, please step in faith as the Lord shows you. And we need $1,000 that you can step in faith and put this in this bowl.
Right.
And I just felt the number just came, and I could not believe myself, but I felt prompted. Believe in me, have faith in me, write out this check and place it in this bowl, this offering. And it was the hardest thing because in my savings, I had just about $1,000-something plus. That's all I had.
Right. And Sharon, you were saying you weren't working.
No, I wasn't working.
Yes, at that time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge step of faith.
Yes.
So what happened?
So there I was writing a check out for $1,000, and I'm walking there, and I'm weeping at the same time. I could not believe I was doing this, but just felt, God saying something like, trust me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, and once you stood up and you're walking, you cannot go back. You know?
So was that what the crying was for? Because you knew you was on the phone. I'm here now.
That was the first. The first step is the hardest.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Oh boy.
It was.
That's true. So Sharon, as time has gone on, you know, you feel God is there. You know, God is with you. You're not alone anymore. I'm sure that as you went home, your family, your mom, your sons noticed something about you, and what happened there? You went home, you had all this wonderful good news, and how you shared it with them. What happened?
It was just life-changing. Mm. They started to notice all these changes, and also for my mother, I'll start off with my mother because she was the hardest one. She's, going to Nichiren Shoshu, Soka Akai, the Buddhist. And so it was really a time when I put my, I just knew that there was, I was frustrated, actually. And I cried out again. I was in my yard.
That yard.
Yes, that yard. Crying out to God. I was frustrated, not knowing, is this the right way? Or here I am with the Bible at night reading, and I get pulled one other way. Mm-hmm. So I'm frustrated. I cry out to him again and just said, show me. Show me a big sign that you are the true way and the only way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And following that, 3 days later, my mom gets very ill with pneumonia. And she's, coughing and everything. And I take her to the doctor's office. They take an x-ray of her lungs, and it's all filled with fluid, and wants to hospitalize her, but she refuses. And then it just came. I told her, Mom, won't you come with me to MGMC, the Monday Night Healing? Mm. And I'm thinking in my head at that time, too, oh, no, she's not going to go for this. But to my surprise, she says, yes.
Oh. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
And so I take her down that Monday night, and something just incredible happened. She starts to weep. She's sitting down. She doesn't understand any English. Mm-hmm. You know, as Pastor Dean is speaking in English, his sermon, he comes to an end, and then she suddenly stands up, and she's weeping, and she's walking towards the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then I go up to her, and she tells me, you know, I ask her, "Are you all right, Mom?" And she's just weeping, and she's saying in Japanese, "Kore wa hontou no kamisama desu." This is the true God, and she's weeping.
Wow.
And Sharon, this happened without any prayer on laying of hands or any prayer over Mom.
No
prayer. God just talks directly and touched her directly right there.
Yes.
Yes.
So I bet she was convinced then that he was the real true God.
That was your
real way,
sign.
Right?
That was your sign.
Yes.
That was my sign.
It's a modern day miracle, really.
Wow.
You know, that our God today, the same God yesterday, today, tomorrow, still performs miracles today in the lives of people who cry out to them.
That's right.
Whether it's in the yard or in your bedroom, wherever you are, God hears.
And you know, maybe you don't have a beautiful garden like Sharon. Like, I wish I had her garden. It just seems so serene.
So
but he can speak to you in your car.
Yes.
He can speak to you at any place.
Yes.
Anytime. Sometimes he's very, you know, God moves in some of the most innocuous places.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And in the oddest ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that we are aware of it. And you're aware of it. And you remember it. You know, the remarkable thing is taking place as you're sharing it. But I want to know, I think our listeners are going, "Hey, Danny, what about the $1,000 that she gave, you know, she gave that in obedience to God and her finances? What happened? What happened with your finances, too?"
Okay. Right after that, maybe a few weeks later, I'm just surprised. I didn't know that it was connected, but I was helping this gentleman whose family member passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was part of a gathering, a team of lawyers and CPA and, you know, real estate agent to take care of this man's estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that family member was so thankful. He came from Japan and he did not speak a word of English, and I just felt, oh my gosh, you know, he's just here and not knowing who to contact and so forth. So anyway, I started helping him out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weeks and everything, and we pulled in a good team. And he was so thankful. What he did was he put this exact amount, $1,000, in cash in an envelope. And he's off to the airport, and I'm dropping him off. And he gives me this envelope. And I said, "Oh, what is this for?" He goes, "Oh, no. Give this to the such and such person, but he has my name on it."
Uh-huh.
And then he later calls me, "This is for you."
Wow.
And I was just blown away.
Wow.
You know, that's amazing.
We've often heard it said, you cannot outgive God.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break, but we're not done yet, because you gave $1,000, right? And this man gave you $1,000 back. So you're kind of like, okay, wow, the Lord replenished my account, right?
Yes.
But God did even more.
Yes.
And it's unfolding beautifully as we speak.
Yes. Wow.
When we come back, you're going to hear about, let me just say, you're going to hear about love. You're going to hear about someone who walks with God.
Yes.
And how he relates with Sharon Kawakami. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime, touch people for eternity in Jesus' name. Call Stephen at 674-9977. That's 674-9977. A door to your dream is now open. The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
During World War I, two promising and highly regarded captains happened to be commanding adjacent units on the front. They walked out in front of their troops toward each other, saluted, shook hands, removed their helmets, and began a conversation. The Germans began a walking artillery barrage, which came closer to the captains. Rather than backing down, suggesting they put on their helmets and rush back to their trenches, both stood there calmly, conversing while artillery rained down around them. They weren't hit. Their names were Patton and MacArthur, two leaders who built enormous reputations of displaying courage at critical moments. You can too. Your moment may be today. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with The Good Life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you. You're listening to The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. To be part of today's discussion titled Hope in a Time of Crisis, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Now let's rejoin Danny along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with Sharon Kawakami. And before our break, we talked about how God provided her with $1,000, or she had given $1,000 out of obedience to God, as a donation, a gift. But you know, it said God is one that you cannot outgive God. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a man in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, and it says that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. He was a man of intimacy with God, and he's very special. Tell us about your Enoch, Sharon.
All right. It was just God brought this really godly man into my life. It's just amazing how we met on the steps of MGMC, or Moana Lake Gardens Missionary Church. And everything about it, just God's hand was in it. And every step of the way during this process, too, I was accountable to our Pastor Cal and Pastor Ron, and it just became clear that this was the man that God chose for me. Where do I begin? But
Sharon, can I take you back one step? Talk about how you and Enoch got to the steps of Moana Aloha Missionary Church.
Okay. It was supposed to be, in his mind, he was thinking of going to a Monday night healing, as his friend in Japan had recommended him to do so. Mm-hmm. He came to MGMC thinking, you know, driving the car, and he got lost. He was ready to give up, and he saw this lone taxi driver parked in a parking lot. He went over with a map saying he's trying to find his place, and that taxi driver says, "Come, follow me." Uh-huh. And they start driving.
It sounds like something Jesus
would say. Yes.
And he starts following, and they reach the steps, and it's there I am on the steps, and he's there too. And, and he realizes that it's Friday and not Monday. And it was just funny from the on start. And I invited him to stay with us for Friday service, and that's where Pastor Cal and Pastor Ron, we had gone for dinner after services, and I started to get to know him better.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, you can see God's hand in that too. You know, when you think about there are no coincidences, mm-hmm. and how he orchestrated that.
And what happened when you in your relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, you he took care of your bill, right, that night.
Okay.
That first night, right? With Pastor Cal and...
All right. Yes. In fact, we were having dinner and I was invited to be an interpreter because mm-hmm. he's from Japan. And he just stood up seemingly going to the restroom and he takes care and he treats us all to dinner.
He did the bathroom trick.
His heart is just amazing, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Yeah. And...
So your friends, you and Enoch are friends.
We're friends. And actually, I did not know. I didn't know what he was thinking or anything. But one day, I wanted to return that favor. So 2 weeks went by, and we thought we could have dinner again with the pastors and everyone to treat him. But then I realized we weren't getting together, mm-hmm. so I invited him for lunch. And I'm sitting down, we're having lunch, and then he throws this, he's talking about his finances. Mm. And in Japan, when you're talking about finances, that's sort of like a leading up to marriage. The next question was, he's saying, I would like to spend the rest of my life with you.
Wow.
At lunch, right there, over the table.
Right there, over the table.
And what was going through your mind when he said that?
I'm just shocked, and I just responded with, you don't even know me. You have Hawaii fever.
And he just looks at you.
He looks at me, and he then begins to share that he has been looking for a wife in Tokyo, but this is the first time he's felt this connection, spirit-to-spirit connection.
Mm. Wow.
Like this. And he's never, you know, he said that his heart vibrated.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Spirit-to-spirit.
Connection.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And so I'm surprised. So I go back to church and I'm, you know, bouncing this off with Pastor, I share with Pastor Ron, and he mm-hmm. says, you know, did you feel uncomfortable at all, or did you feel yuck? And my response is, no, actually, I felt honored and respected. Mm. He did not push or try to flatter me. Mm-hmm. And so Pastor Ron said, well, you might want to leave that door open.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. so following that, there were lots of opportunities that arose where we could minister together, like at hospital visitations and just going to the government gate prayer meetings. Mm-hmm. And then I realized Enoch and we're very similar, and there was places where we could complement one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I still wasn't sure, but one day he had invited me to his New Hope worship service, and he said, I'm going to be doing a sign dance. And so I'm sitting down in the audience, and he's standing in the stage, and he's actually standing right below the cross, uh-huh. above him.
Uh-huh.
And the dance starts, and it's about surrendering all.
Mm. Wow.
And I'm there sitting down watching this, and I start weeping, just crying. And I just felt the Lord saying to me, look at his heart.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He is a precious, precious stone
mm-hmm.
that I've brought to you. Mm-hmm. And it was like going through the eye of the needle, because mm-hmm. I had some things on me that was preventing me from really fully going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, right there, I just, you know, received the Lord's word to mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And he just changed my heart.
Wow.
For this man.
Wow. It's amazing. You know, Sharon, you talked several times about how God spoke to you and dropped just gems of wisdom and guidance in you in the exact moments that you needed it.
Yes.
And if you were to share with people out there listening now who may be feeling, you know, it's kind of hard to, how do I hear God? How do I know if I'm going to hear God? How, what can you tell them? I mean, you know, what do they have to do? Or
just wherever you are, in the car, at home, just still your heart, just be still. And just, you know, in your normal way, there's no way we have to be. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be, just be yourself and just cry out to him, talk to him, and just call out to him. And he comes, he hears you. Every challenge that I had, he's just there. He's listening. Just call out.
Yes.
He's there. He's listening. And just like that taxi driver, he says, come, follow me.
Yes.
Follow me. And you've got far more in return to what you put in an offering plate.
Yes.
Not just a financial, it's life, a partner, God's man for you. And we marvel at the story.
Yes.
And behold the wonder of God right in front of us.
Amen.
Yes.
And today, you can experience God's hand on your life as well. Just like Sharon did years ago. She just opened her heart to the Lord. And I believe it's that moment for you today. And I want to just ask you and invite you to just say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. You shed your blood on the cross to wash my sins away. And you rose again on the third day. I open my heart to you, and I receive you as my Savior and Lord. If that's you, go ahead. You can write me on Facebook or Twitter. And go to our website, www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's the beginning, the beginning. It's always a blessing to be with you, along with my co-hosts, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, and our featured guest today, Sharon Kawakami. It's always a blessing to be with you. We thank our producer, Chaz Antai. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. Just leave.